Gohan and Frieza, two of the biggest prodigies from original Dragon Ball, so maybe Oob, that actually have a decent history, with Frieza scrapping with Gohan ever since he was literally 5 years old, to torture beaming him in Revival of Frieza, to even teaming up with him against Dispo in a multiversal tournament to save their entire universe. Or even better yet, getting one shot in a Dragon Ball Z movie by Gohan. These two go way back, and both grow absurdly powerful after putting any amount of time into their training. They might as well be plot incarnate and definition of good genes. While Goku and Vegeta go to the gym every day and trade with gods, Frieza and Gohan go once a month and still beat their PRs for zero reason other than Toriyama seems to want so. Originally, however, Gohan seemed to train a bit more than Frieza, and although he took long breaks, he still put quite a few years into martial arts with Piccolo, Goku, and so on. But now in Dragon Ball Super, Frieza just said, all right, I'll get off my ass and actually hit the gym, and straight up just trained 10 years straight, which is pretty much the time skip from end of Z to GT, and making him and Gohan actually put both quite a bit of time in, despite their overall seemingly laziness, which makes this battle particularly interesting as they both now have seemed to have peaked and are kind of standing at the top of the verse, at least in terms of the normal like Z fighters or the normal warriors that do fight, not necessarily the gods, and may even be fighting soon in the future with their new Ultra Prodigy power-ups in the next arc or so. As if you guys don't remember, when Gohan and Frieza did tag team Dispo in the Tournament of Power, Gohan actually threatened Frieza very directly, and they seem to also plan together and spar with each other a little bit, so it does seem as though Gohan and Frieza do have a bit of tension going on that Frieza would definitely note, but I'll get into that soon. So for this video, which Dragon Ball Prodigy is really greater? Who is stronger now based on the information we do have? Oh, and subscribe to Set the Programmer YouTube, Set the Programmer Dragon Ball. As a reminder, just like the previous Gohan Beast and Black Frieza videos, this one is completely just a hypothesis, and it isn't going to be a completely factual analysis due to the level of information we actually have on both. We will learn more about Gohan and Frieza's real place on the pecking order in a future arc of Super. So with that out of the way, we can now begin, but what I said in the Black Frieza video was basically this. We basically see Ultra Instinct Goku fight Gas, and after becoming basically the strongest in the universe, Gas is then cursed to become stronger than whoever appears in the universe that's stronger than him, to the point that it basically accelerates his growth to compensate for this power-up every time it happens. So the stronger Goku and Vegeta get, the stronger they become or overcome the strongest in the universe, Gas, the older he gets, to the point he basically becomes a Dark Souls undead zombie, and then Frieza eventually comes in, one-shots him, the strongest in the universe, and Frieza is basically so powerful that this curse that's on Gas that tries to make him stronger than Frieza then accelerates his aging so much he basically turns into dirt. I'm not joking. He has to grow so old he turns into dirt to try to reach Frieza's level, and he just dies. He then just one-shots Goku and Vegeta, and then he drops the quote, "I've been training for 10 years in a hyperbolic time chamber of all things, and I don't want to lose to Saiyans anymore," which is a pretty big statement. In my last video, I basically said, okay, he was basically training for Goku, Vegeta, who would probably have instinct amps, at least training for Goku's mastered Ultra Instinct form. He's at least training for Broly as well. He may want to defeat Broly one day, just in case Broly does get tamed. And of course, probably, Ultra Instinct Gogeta, and probably Beerus. Now, I also said this. I also said that he probably, I keep saying probably a lot, but it's important, was training for Gohan as well. Now, the reason I said that he was training for Gogeta in particular and for Broly is because he basically got beat up by Broly for an hour straight, and he did say, "I don't want to lose to Saiyans anymore." So yeah, he probably did train to beat up Broly and was training for the Ultra Instinct form, but as well as the fact that if he truly wants to be the dominator of the universe and wants to actually dominate Goku and Vegeta or control all of the universe, he would have to train for Gogeta as well. And after defeating Goku and Vegeta and seeing their power firsthand and who they were losing to, he doesn't actually seem worried about letting them go, which further implies not only is he not probably scared of a Gogeta appearing, but he doesn't even seem scared of them training in the future. And I also said this as well, but Frieza is a very good judge of character when it comes to power. Now, a lot of people don't think so because Frieza is egotistical, but throughout Super, one thing that I do appreciate about Super that we didn't really get to see in Z is that Frieza is extremely cunning. He's very smart and very calculated, and Super really, really shows that. It shows he's not just like basically a muscle head. He actually was the strongest in the universe and held that position for a long time for a reason. So one thing I said was that he perfectly predicted Goku's growth from basically the last time he saw him as a Super Saiyan on Namek to basically 17 to 18 years more of training and God amps later, and was actually accurate in his assessment. The only thing he wasn't accurate in was his form's ability. He never really tried to actually gauge what his form was capable of or its longevity in battle, but he did actually accurately gauge the power level needed to defeat Goku after that amount of time, and nobody in the fandom ever would have predicted something like that. Not only that, but he also witnesses Gohan's potential firsthand and his potential numerous times. So when he first meets him in Super, he basically just completely obliterates him in just base form, not even like his final form, but his actual just little baby form, and shoots a death beam and basically kills him easily. But during the Tournament of Power, he then fights next to Ultimate Gohan, is equal to him in his golden form firsthand. So then he would be able to note that potential, and he would also be able to note the potential he gets from anger, which makes the hypothesis that he may have been preparing for an eventuality like Gohan Beast even further. But something that I think is really, really interesting, and this is why I wanted to make this video, because I wanted to touch up on some things that I didn't touch up on in those previous two, is that Frieza just straight up is not only training for the Saiyans. Yeah, that's right. Now, this is from an interview with Nagamine, who is basically the director of the Dragon Ball Super anime, but this is also implied in the Dragon Ball Super anime very particularly, and you guys may remember this as well. So remember in episode 110 when Goku first showed Ultra Instinct Omen and the gods were yelling, they were in disbelief. How could a mortal do something like that? They were getting really shook, and they all stood up in the anime in reverence for the silver-haired, mastered Ultra Instinct form. Well, Nagamine actually goes into detail about this, and he says, Goku, Vegeta, and Frieza all have many highlight moments. Goku is already coming close to the level of the gods. Vegeta is fiercely trying to catch up to him, and Frieza especially shows a lot of growth this time. He's always been haughty and held himself in high regard, but since Beerus, Whis, and the Omni King exist, he's trying to work out how he can reach the top. Perhaps he's plotting to increase his strength steadily while harboring the ambition to take down the Omni King someday. Or maybe he won't be able to defy him. Not sure. Goku is the same as always, saying, I want to get stronger. Simple as that. So this is basically the characters after the Dragon Ball Super anime or the Tournament of Power. So basically what he's saying is that while Goku is basically like, oh, I just want to get stronger, have exciting fights, and always just keep growing, Frieza is a bit different. Frieza sees things as more, who is the strongest in the universe? Who is number one, and why is it not me? That's always Frieza's mindset. So when he learns of the Omni King Zeno, or all of these angels and so on, that's who he is focusing on now. And while he does kind of harbor some grudge against Goku and Vegeta and the Saiyans, that's his real focus. His real focus is being number one. It's kind of like, you know how Vegeta was like, I'll be number one, Kakarot, you know, I'll surpass you. It's like that, but actually, though, like, it's not just some like weird bromance rivalry. He actually wants to be number one to the utmost. So when he does this Black Frieza transformation, and you're like, Seth, why are you saying he could beat Ultra Instinct Gogeta? Why are you saying he might be able to beat up Beerus and all these things? Doesn't make sense. Well, you have to remember, this dude doesn't care about just those guys. He wants Zeno. He wants to take out the guy who can snap all of the universes away, which is probably why he trained for such an absurd amount of time and was like, okay, Goku, Vegeta, get one shot. Bye-bye. I'm leaving. Can I take them as my maids? Okay, come with me. Let's go work on killing Zeno. That's the difference between him and the Saiyans at right now in terms of mindset that Nagamine is kind of pointing out. And the anime really did a good job of highlighting. One last thing I need to go over for Black Frieza as well is when I do say, like, okay, he one-shot Goku and Vegeta and Ultra Instinct and Ultra Ego. A lot of people are like, okay, aren't they tired, though? He didn't really do that, right? Well, for one, Gas is stronger than them at full power anyway. Also, Gas then becomes super buff and enraged and stronger on top of that, and Frieza still one-shot him in either base or black. That is debated if it's base or black. Most people just say it's black form Frieza at this point. But even then, Goku and Vegeta were actually healed and at full power when they did fight Frieza. They weren't actually nerfed or fatigued that heavily when Frieza did that. And one of the points of them getting healed and Mon Aito getting this weird ability to suddenly heal them at full power very, like, conveniently was to show that Frieza was that powerful. Because funny enough, Toyotaro and Toriyama knew people would be like, aren't they just tired, though? And obviously wanted to show, no, Frieza actually is that powerful. Why is Gohan Beast even up for, like, discussion? Why am I even remotely saying Gohan Beast would be able to fight someone like that? That would be trying to take out the Omni King, or can one-shot True Ultra Instinct Goku and Vegeta at the same time, and Gas, who literally had a literal cheat code to be the strongest at all times. And Frieza was just so strong that this guy with this cheat code just grows so powerful, he just turned into dirt. Or like on some Kenpachi versus Gremmy energy. Gohan is a bit different in the sense that when he does turn into Gohan Beast, it's stated that once his latent potential is unleashed, he will become the strongest warrior of them all. So, strongest warrior of them all is interesting. You might be saying, okay, well, Beerus, Frieza, are they really warriors? Or like, what does that mean? Frieza actually is called a warrior, not only during the Tournament of Power and all the promotional material, but as Black Frieza, he's called a warrior. So when Goku and Vegeta see him, Vegeta's like, okay, but Gas is supposed to be the strongest warrior in the universe. He should be stronger than you. So that's Vegeta implying Black Frieza is still a warrior. And then Goku says to Whis, he's like, was the strongest warrior in the universe statement applying to Frieza? And Whis is like, I don't know, maybe it's someone else. Ooh, you know, he's being vague. But Goku also seems to think Frieza's a warrior. So if Gohan, after this fight, and you think that the Dragon Ball Super Hero movie applies to both the anime and the manga, which it honestly probably does. I've seen a few arguments for this, and I'll kind of drop some scans on the screen to kind of support that. But basically, the Broly movie and superhero, they're kind of made ambiguously connected to both. They are definitely canon to the anime 100%, but the manga is a little bit more ambiguous. Just in case there's a manga only that wants to see the movie, it won't be jarring, etc. But basically, yeah, so there is an argument that Gohan is actually stronger than Black Frieza. You might be saying, okay, Seth, I can kind of see Gohan Beast being stronger than Goku and Vegeta. Like, even though it's crazy, I don't really want to believe it. But Seth, are you trying to say that Gohan Beast could beat True Ultra Instinct Vegito or Gogeta? Well, that might not be too crazy either if you consider the fact that Piccolo thinks that Cell Max at full power, bloodlusted, like he was Kefling Gohan, would actually beat both of them. And not only that, but Piccolo actually can measure the power of Gogeta via his fight with Broly, and he actually watches Gogeta go fly off and fight Broly, so he actually knows Goku and Vegeta can fuse. Now, while I don't want to say that he was implying Cell Max would beat Gogeta, there is actually an argument that Gohan Beast could be fusion level, and it wouldn't be a contradiction. Now, the other thing that's interesting about Gohan Max is, once again, I think the statement, the strongest battle in history, which is in the promotion material, is heavily overlooked. Because if the strongest battle in history is everything we've actually seen, which wouldn't include Black Frieza, to be fair, but it would include, you know, everything we've seen in the anime or the manga, well, in the anime, that makes him stronger than Beerus 100%, because even Goku and Broly and Jiren and all them were stronger than Beerus, as we all know, in the anime at least. Maybe it'll be retconned in the future anime, but as right now, in the anime, everyone kind of agrees. But in the manga, it was different. But in the manga, one character that was always Beerus level and was never contradicted was Vegito Blue. Vegito Blue actually is Beerus level. And in fact, not only is he Beerus level, he could go True Blue in that fight on top of already being Beerus level and actually be stronger than Beerus. So Vegito Blue could actually output a power stronger than Beerus in Goku Black Arc. And we see him fight, and if the manga it applies to superhero, and this is the strongest battle we've ever seen in history, then that means that Gohan Beast versus rampaging Cell Max is stronger than a Beerus level fighter fighting. And Gohan no-diffed the other guy. Harder than Vegito no-diffed Zamasu, like, to be quite honest. Which further implies, yeah, Gohan Beast might be stronger than Beerus, even using the manga, as crazy as that sounds. Of course, Vegito also being Beerus level could also just be referencing base Beerus. Like, there might be an ego instinct power-up Beerus as well one day, which, like, would retcon the statement or make it more Beerus favor to keep Beerus more relevant somehow. Or maybe Beerus has been training this whole time and, you know, he'll just always be stronger no matter what. But for now, that's basically what I would say. Vegito Blue would be still be Beerus level until we learn that information. But that is something you could also say. Now, one thing I wanted to point out in my last video that a lot of you guys were kind of talking about, you guys were like, okay, Seth, why were these characters like Krillin kicking Cell Max in the face if he's so strong? Or why is Toriyama saying that Broly can beat Cell Max? It doesn't make sense. What does all this mean? A lot of people were also saying, you know, Cell Max was stated to be completed. They just need to work on his mind control program. So wouldn't he be stronger than Broly, even the hypothetical post-Gogeta movie Broly? And no. He wouldn't be. So when Toriyama, for one, says Cell Max, if he was completed according to plan, would be stronger than Broly, or Broly couldn't defeat him, he's basically talking about the fact that Cell Max, and this actually applies to what's happening with Krillin and the other characters too, is that Cell Max's mind control program, or the thing that kind of makes his personality or controls his actions or makes him more directed at things, wasn't really completed. So he was kind of just rampaging like a feral animal. He was kind of just throwing power around, sort of like Kale in the manga or even Kale in Dragon Ball Super. And then when she actually is able to control her actual mind or emotions or condense it, it's obviously way stronger, even though it might not seem like it at first. So when you see Cell Max like rampaging around, he's screaming, you know, like a wild dog, and then you're like, why is Krillin and Fat Gotenks playing volleyball with a guy stronger than Jiren? Well, it's because Cell Max isn't always using his full power, because he doesn't know how to. He doesn't have the mind to do that. He doesn't have the programming to do that. And even then, you know, you have Gamma 2 come in eventually. Piccolo is wearing him down a little bit at first as well. And then Cell Max eventually just grows stronger and stronger and stronger, probably as he gets used to using his own powers. And by the time Gohan Beast comes along, this is where the statement, this is the strongest battle in history, would probably apply, is because Cell Max then becomes feral and rampages just like Kefla does versus Ome and Goku. Remember, Kefla and Goku were scrapping, and then suddenly Kefla, when she was pushed into a corner, was able to one-shot Goku if any of her laser beams actually touched him. Same thing happens with Cell. Cell couldn't control his power. He's stumbling around. He's getting stumbled around by every single person that hits him. And then eventually when Gohan Beast comes, even as a feral animal, he's like, I need to take this one down. This one's scary. He puts everything he has into it, basically bloodlusted. And that's the strongest battle in history. And that would be completely consistent, and there's no contradictions for that. The other question that people have is like, okay, Seth, so Gohan Beast, you think that he is stronger than Goku and Vegeta, and you may be stronger than Beerus or Black Frieza. I mean, you're not saying 100%, but maybe, right? But does that really make sense? Like Gohan, who doesn't seem to be training all this, well, that's not true either. Okay, so the one thing about Gohan that you guys need to realize is that Gohan's potential actually changes throughout the series. It doesn't remain stagnant. It's not the same potential. Whereas Frieza, he kind of always had this insane potential. He just never trained. Gohan's potential actually gets higher. And I'm not joking. His potential was always pretty insane. Like, he was basically Raditz level before he could even, like, walk properly. So he's always been pretty insane, but his potential actually grows even more insane. So if you remember in the Future Trunks arc, you have Future Gohan. You know, he's training for a very long time. He doesn't seem to be very powerful. He wouldn't even beat the current Android 17 and 18, or he wouldn't even beat Perfect Cell when he appeared at all. Perfect Cell would one-shot that Future Gohan despite training for years. And in fact, even these really nerfed future androids are able to basically beat him down. But even then, you're like, okay, how is that Gohan ever going to train and reach these levels? Well, Ultimate Gohan isn't normal Gohan. Ultimate Gohan's potential is unlocked and is actually higher than normal Gohan. And the reason I say this is because the first time Ultimate Gohan ever trains with Piccolo, he goes from basically Buu Saga level to Super Saiyan Blue Termina Power Goku level in basically a few days. I'm not joking. A few days at most. That might be highballing. A few days, he goes from Buu Saga to Super Saiyan Blue Termina Power level. Remember, that Goku's stronger than Kaioken times 10, 3 years of hyperbolic time chamber training, Universe 6 Art Goku. He's as strong as that Goku now. He's stated to be that Goku's rival, and Goku has to use Kaioken to put Gohan down. And then Gohan, after growing stronger in the Tournament of Power, yes, he grows stronger in the Tournament of Power. Every Saiyan grows stronger, stated by Vegeta. Frieza even is like, okay, I'll work with you. After Gohan says, if you mess with me, like, I'm going to knock you out. Frieza's like, okay, Gohan-san, let's work together. So, yes, Gohan's potential as Ultimate is just way higher. It's way, way, way higher. And if you go by the manga continuity, in the manga, basically in base, he's able to fight Kefla for one. But in the manga, it's actually implied he kind of sort of keeps training. Him and Piccolo now have combo attacks in the Moro arc. And even in Super Hero, there is somewhat of a statement by Gohan that he keeps training. But even then, this Gohan is different than even Tournament Power Gohan. And he's different than just Ultimate Gohan. It's not just like Ultimate Gohan getting a rage boost. You have to remember, this is like a beyond Blue Goku level Gohan now getting his own rage, Ultra Instinct type buff. And now you can see how it's kind of a little bit different. The other question people have is like, okay, Seth, why doesn't this Gohan, you know, get this type of amp during the Moro arc or something like that? I don't know what to tell you. Maybe he just wasn't strong enough. Maybe this is proof he's stronger, if anything. Or maybe this is proof that with Pan on the line, or, you know, Piccolo more so trying to hype him up and be more particular about it with his training, maybe more so is sort of guiding him towards the form. Whereas in the Moro arc, that wasn't really as exaggerated. But I would say it's probably just because Gohan's stronger and because Pan was there. But other than that, I personally, like deep down, deep down, if you had to ask me personally, I would say that Frieza is probably stronger than Gohan. I wouldn't be surprised if Frieza would be stronger than Beerus, mind you, either, at least in the anime. And in the manga, it's more debatable. But Gohan Beast, if I have to be just completely empirical, probably actually, unironically, with just that latent potential makes him the strongest warrior. If Gohan Beast is his latent potential, he would have to be the strongest warrior, even stronger than Black Frieza, as stupid as that sounds. But in my gut, okay, in my gut, I feel like Frieza is going to be stronger. Anyways, guys, I hope you did enjoy the video. You know, I've been saying Frieza and Gohan might be able to beat Ultra Instinct Gogeta, give or take, at least Frieza more than likely, which is another reason in my gut I think he's going to be stronger. I don't know if Gohan Beast should be able to beat up Ultra Instinct Gogeta. But even then, one thing I wanted to talk about is how strong do you guys think an Ultra Instinct Vegito would be? Now, obviously, a lot of people would be like, oh, Seth, aren't Gogeta and Vegito stated to be equals? Well, not necessarily. There's a few guides that might actually contradict that, and I might have some interesting things to point out about how strong an Ultra Instinct Vegito might actually be, especially a true Ultra Instinct one. But you guys will have to see what I have to say next time. Thank you for watching. Also, if you think Gohan Beast wins, go comment that on the Gohan Beast video and give that a thumbs up. If you think Black Frieza wins, go comment that on the Black Frieza video. Go show your support to who you think would win on those videos. And always subscribe to Set the Programmer. Let's get to 1,000,000. Thank you.